Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
State transportation officials are looking into relocating the Nanwalek airstrip after a small plane crashed there, killing two people and injuring one more earlier this week. The Alaska Department of Transportation says it's been considering moving the Nanwalek Airport's runway for years due to several concerns. Officials say the airstrip's location between the ocean and steep mountains increased the challenges for aircraft landing there. 48-year-old pilot Daniel Bunker of Homer and 37-year-old passenger Jenny Miller of Anchorage were killed on Monday when their plane crashed while landing at the airstrip. A third passenger was hospitalized with serious injuries and has not yet been identified. Investigators say it's possible that Bunker was trying to avoid a dog on the runway before going into a fatal stall. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A bill co-sponsored by Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan has passed the U.S. Senate Commerce Committee and aims to crack down on illegal foreign fishing fleets operating in international waters near Alaska. The Fish Act, short for Fighting Foreign Illegal Seafood Harvest, would blacklist foreign vessels involved in illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing from U.S. ports and waters, strengthen enforcement by the U.S. Coast Guard, and push for tougher international agreements. Senator Sullivan during the Commerce Committee hearing.
For Alaska, IUU fishing is a growing threat. It certainly is a major factor on our very low commercial salmon harvests that we've had in the last few years.
Sullivan says illegal fleets from Russia and China often use forced labor, disregard sustainable harvest practices, and undercut Alaska's commercial fisheries. The bill builds on prior legislation like the Maritime Safe Act, which became law in 2019. Supporters say it protects coastal communities and levels the playing field for U.S. fishermen. A major earthquake in the Pacific Northwest could cause coastal land to sink by several feet within minutes, according to new modeling by Oregon State researchers. The study looked at the Cascadia subduction zone, which stretches from Northern California to British Columbia. If a powerful quake were to hit, parts of coastal Oregon and Washington could permanently drop 5 to 7 feet. That would bring rising sea levels further inland, causing widespread flooding, even in areas that aren't usually at risk. Scientists say it's a long known risk, but new data shows the changes would happen faster than previously thought. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
Alaskans could see their lowest permanent fund dividend in 5 years. The Senate Finance Committee wants to cut the earnings by $400. That means qualifying residents would only get a $1,000 check. The new proposal would help balance the budget by cutting $265 million. It's still under consideration by the House. The Seward Fire Volunteer Department responded to a marine vessel on fire at Seward Marine Industrial Center dry dock on Friday around midnight. Two reported victims were trapped. Upon arrival, crews found a 90-foot fishing vessel with heavy smoke showing from the pilot house. Crews entered the vessel and with the help of Bear Creek Volunteer Fire Department, found the sole victim and removed her from harm. The victim was treated and released by Seward Volunteer Ambulance Corps Seward. Lowell Point Volunteer Fire Department arrived and supplied support. The fire was quickly contained and no further injuries were noted. The fire cause is still under investigation. The Seward Fire Department reminds vessel owners that if you are living aboard a boat, even in a dry dock, please have a working smoke detector on sleeping decks. They said, quote, "This fire could have easily had a fatality if we had gotten there just a couple of minutes later," end quote. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.